Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship at Mount Lebanon Evangelical Presbyterian Church at large. We're all spread out at our various houses, but we know that God is with us. The Holy Spirit is uniting us together, one bread, one body, one Lord of all. We are glad that you're able to worship with us today, and we welcome you into our homes as we share worship, and we ask you to welcome the Holy Spirit into your home, that we can be present with him no matter how scattered we are. As we begin this morning, just a couple of quick announcements. We are very much online. If you want to catch up with us, mlepc.org is our website. We have a Facebook page where we're posting a lot of videos. That's facebook.com/mlepc. And we also have a YouTube channel that you can find. You can get to that from our website as well. If you know people that don't have an internet connection and they haven't heard from us, please let us know. We are trying to work out ways that we can connect with them and bring them into worship, even if they can't join us live online. As we begin our worship service today, let's pray together. Holy God, we thank you that you are a God who is above. You are the one who is above every possible calamity, every possible worry, every possible fear. You are the one who says, do not be afraid, 365 times in the Bible. Lord, we pray that you would help us to put our trust in you, our fear in you alone, that we might sense the bedrock of Jesus Christ underneath all of the chaos around us. Lord, help us to hear your word, to feed richly on your worship, and to be your word, to be your love in this crazy world. Lord, I pray your blessings on everyone that gathers today. I pray your blessings on our team as we lead worship, as Pastor Job prays for us. And I pray that you would be solidly with us every single step of every day that we have. In Jesus' name, amen. And now we go over to Pastor Steve's house, where he is going to lead us in several worship songs.
You are raised to life again. You have What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name. Powerful name it is, though nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Come Holy Spirit, move in power, ignite my heart with your holy fire. Show me the Father, show me the Son, revive my soul again, O Spirit, come. Come Holy Spirit, fill me up till I am carried by your rising flood. Show me the Father, show me the Son, revive my soul again, O Spirit. I don't want to be. I won't be moved unless you move. I want you more than the air I breathe. I need you, I need you. If you're not here, I don't want to be. I won't be moved unless you move. I want you more than the air I breathe. I need you, I need you. the hands of Christ my King. In the hands of Christ my King.
Friends, in Christ, God's word says that if we confess our sins, that he is faithful and just, that he will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, let's gather together now in mind and in spirit and in heart to confess before God. Let us pray. Loving God, you have called us to be quiet before you. And yet, Lord God, we have filled our lives with busyness, doing one thing after another, hiding within our busyness instead of listening for your still small voice. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, you have called us to depend on you completely, and yet we have relied on our own ways, our own guidance, and the misgivings of our own hearts. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, you have called us to bow down to you in worship, to make time for you, Lord God. And yet, we have spent our time on ourselves, ignoring your ways and the ways of your calling. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, as we seek to come back to you, even during these trying times, as we seek your face and we seek to listen to your voice during these times of bankruptcy, during these times of poverty, during these times, Lord God, where it's hard to see your face and your work. Lord, as we seek after you, we pray that you would show yourself to us, that you would forgive us and cleanse us and make us whole. As we humble ourselves before you, we pray, Lord God, that you would allow us to rise up on wings like eagles so that we might walk and not grow weary and run and not grow faint. Hear our prayers, O God.
A thousand times I've failed, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, I'm caught in your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame. Your will above all else, my purpose remains. The art of justice and
Friends in Christ, the Word of God says this in John chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but so that the world might be saved through him. Praise God, we are a forgiven people. Amen.
Thank you for leading worship for us, Pastor Steve.